Hello, I'm Margaret Iacono, Assistant Curator for the Frick Collection. Today, I'll be discussing Jacopo Pisano's painting, The Flight into Egypt, on loan to us from the Norton Simon Museum in Pasadena, California. I've had the pleasure of writing about this beautiful painting in the catalog that accompanies the present exhibition. Italian Renaissance artist Jacopo da Ponte is called Jacopo Pisano after his native town Pisano, which lies about 40 miles northwest of Venice. His initial training was with his father, Francesco the Elder, a painter who ran a workshop in Pisano, which Jacopo would inherit on his father's death. The younger Pisano also studied under Bonifacio de Pittati in Venice. Jacopo's exquisite painting is the artist's third version of this biblical narrative. Although no documentation exists to confirm the date of its creation, it is usually thought to have been made between 1544 and 1545. It is executed in oil paint on canvas. In this scene, Joseph flees Bethlehem with his wife Mary and infant son Jesus to take refuge in Egypt. The family's journey is prompted by Joseph's dream, in which an angel warns of King Herod's call for the death of all boys under the age of 2. Although Pisano was known to be a fervent reader of the Bible, his representation differs significantly from the traditional account, which appears in the Gospel of Matthew. Instead of escaping under cover of night through an arid landscape, Pisano's figures make their way across a sunlit, flourishing countryside, which practically vibrates with the artist's masterful use of brilliant color. The Holy Family are accompanied by an angel with fanciful downy wings who is enrobed in red, green, and light blue draperies that swirl around him. While no angel assists the Holy Trio in the biblical story, this celestial guide is most likely meant to be the prophetic messenger of Joseph's dream. He points to the road ahead and its promise of safety. The angel also directs our attention toward a young fig branch growing from a dead tree stump. This can be interpreted as a sign of rebirth and alludes to Christ's future resurrection. The fig makes an obvious reference to the Old Testament story of Adam and Eve, who clothed themselves with fig leaves after the fall, prompting the suggestion that the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden was actually a fig tree. The flourishing fig tree came to symbolize Christ's crucifixion, since his death on the cross redeemed the sins of Adam and Eve and restored salvation to humanity. While we know nothing about the painting's commission, its very large size suggests that it was created as an altarpiece for a church in the Veneto, possibly one that was consecrated to Joseph based on the saint's prominence in the painting. Occult worship of Saint Joseph developed in the late 15th and early 16th century, and he was revered as an intercessor for humanity and a protector owing to his role in caring for the Virgin and child. The new devotion to Joseph spawned a proliferation of churches throughout Italy honoring him, with many of these found in Venice and Bolzano del Grappa. On the far left, a humbly dressed man kneels to release three roosters from a basket to feed. Another figure, clothed in a green tunic and bright red hose, drains the last drops from a flask. Almost hidden behind the donkey and Joseph is a man depicted with the characteristic bagpipe and staff of a shepherd. The presence of these three men, all missing from the canonical account, has led scholars to interpret the flight into Egypt as a commentary on the pilgrimage of the soul. The man who releases the cocks is symbolic of the repentant sinner, a reference to St. Peter, who denied Christ three times before the cock crowed, but redeemed himself through his martyrdom. In contrast, the shepherd is more intent on his earthly labors than on witnessing the divine spectacle. Likewise, the drinking soldier, carelessly leaning on his pike, is on the path of the damned. He masquerades as a pilgrim following the sacred procession, but is in truth more concerned with his drink than with the Holy Family's safe passage. Simon's purchase of the flight was considered near miraculous by the Benedictine monks who owned it. Put up for sale with the hope of initiating a building campaign for Preakness Abbey in Gloucestershire, the work was acquired by Simon in 1969 from Christie's in London for more than $650,000. This was almost 10 times the estimated auction price. To learn more about Bassano's exquisite painting, please see my entry in the catalog that accompanies this exhibition, which is available at frick.org.